This is how you properly close a program. We're joined right now by a former NHL center. He played 11 years in the league. He won a Stanley Cup with the Devils in 2003. He regularly co-hosts NHL Now at 4 p.m. Eastern on NHL Network. An analyst for NHL Network. And also a Pittsburgh Penguins game analyst for Sportsnet Pittsburgh. Of course, I'm talking about Mike Rupp. Mike, it is great to have you back. How are you feeling, Rupper?
I'm good. Playoff hockey, playoff time. This is what we kind of live for in the hockey world. So great to be on here with you.
It's great to have you on, Mike. Thanks so much. It is the best time. So let me start here. The Panthers finished off the Lightning last night to advance. What were your biggest takeaways from the so-called Battle of Florida? And then secondly, what do you think is next for Lightning captain Steven Stamkos, who's on that expiring contract and can become an unrestricted free agent?
Yeah, so we've been waiting for a long time for the Battle of Florida to happen in the playoffs. It happened a couple years ago. This is the first time, you know, that the Florida Panthers have come up on top and having that matchup. And it kind of feels like that torch is being passed a little bit from the team that has been one of the best teams in the past probably 25, 30 years in the Tampa Bay Lightning. It kind of feels like it's the Florida Panthers' time right now. They're a throwback team, old school, punch you in the mouth type hockey. And, you know, that wore real thin, I think, on Tampa in this first round, made it real tough for them. And the Florida Panthers are funny, too, because down the stretch, they weren't really playing that great brand of hockey that they did for pretty much all season long. I thought they were a little vulnerable, and they just flipped that switch and got it going. Tampa, Steven Stamkos, it's tough. I mean, he's your captain. I mean, he was incredible. He's their best player, I think, in the playoffs. But I also think that when we see this in sports, right, in the salary cap world, when you had your time at the top of the mountain, guys get paid, you're unable to sign other players, you trade away assets to kind of keep this window open. I think you want any way, shape, or form to bring Steven Stamkos back, but at the same rate, you've got to start fulfilling other needs in your lineup. I mean, this is nowhere near as deep of a team as it was when it won its back-to-back cups a few years ago. So I don't know where this is. It would be really sad if that was the last time we see Stammer in a Tampa Bay Lightning jersey. But I can understand why if that is that. I mean, you've got other holes and other needs in this team. And it's going to be very intriguing what happens there in Tampa Bay.
Mike Rupp joining us. You're so right. It's just so hard to imagine him in another uniform. He's got that C on the sweater, and he's still playing at a really high level. But you're right. They've got to fulfill that entire team. They've got to build that team back out. What about the Rangers? The Rangers win the President's Trophy. They look dominant in sweeping the Capitals. That's the good news. The bad news is, Mike, it's been a decade since the team that won the President's Trophy went on to win the Stanley Cup. Why do you think that being the best in the regular season has not translated to similar postseason success of late? And are the Rangers built to snap that streak?
Yeah, so I think it depends what the President's Trophy season looks like. I mean, a lot of times, I mean, the President's Trophy is the best record in the regular season. And what does that mean? Are you running away with your division? Are you running away with your conference? Are you running away with the league? And we've seen it in years past, whether it was Tampa Bay back in 2019. They were incredible, breaking records. They got swept in round one. And then we talk about even the Boston Bruins of last year. I mean, they were that type of team. And here's the thing that I think will serve them well. In the New York Rangers, they didn't run away with anything this year. Like, they had the Carolina Hurricanes within their division, fighting tooth and nail for the Metro lead. They had the Dallas Stars in the Western Conference. I mean, there's a number of teams that were in striking distance. So I think that helps you play motivated hockey. And they are not a team. They are a very talented team. But some of those teams I mentioned of the past were so uber talented that you could be beating teams 5-1 down the stretch, but play like a dog's breakfast. You know what I mean? Like, and how do you go in there as a coach and say, hey, fellas, like, that's not good enough. That's not playoff hockey. Coach, we won 5-1. What do you mean? And it's a little different this year with the Rangers because I don't think they ran away with anything. They had that motivated hockey. They didn't let bad habits creep in because they were so much more talented than the next team. So I don't play into that with them. I don't think there's a curse and all that stuff that's going to hurt that team. I do think, though, they swept a Washington Capitals team that, and I'm trying to be respectful here, had no business being in the playoffs. And so now whatever their matchup is, if it is the Carolina Hurricanes, who are up 3-1 on the New York Islanders, Carolina is a juggernaut of a squad. So I feel like you're on the entrance ramp of the highway here. The Rangers.
Uh-oh. I've been telling you how sweet you are. He was rolling, too. Mike Rupp. Mike Rupp regularly co-hosts NHL Now. You can find that at 4 p.m. Eastern on NHL Network. He played 11 years in the NHL. His name is on the Stanley Cup. He won it as a member of the Devils back in 03. And he was breaking it all down expertly before the dreaded glitch. So we're going to try and reset that and finish that conversation, if possible. In the meantime, that sort of thing will happen. And I found him. You know, Mike, you were absolutely rolling. Why don't you finish that thought if you remember that thought?
I don't know where I left off at. Listen, the Rangers played motivated hockey down the stretch. I don't think they let those bad habits creep in. I think they'll be fine, but the challenge for them is they played against the Washington Capitals team, trying to be respectful. They shouldn't have made the playoffs. They're not a playoff team. Yes, you swept them, but now you got to find another gear, right? And you got to find it quick. I feel like Carolina's going to close out the New York Islanders here, and that's probably going to be your matchup. So that's the biggest challenge. I think round two will be the hardest series for the New York Rangers, and it's probably going to be against the Hurricanes.
We were talking to Mike Rupp. You know, Mike, in terms of trying to be respectful, then you've got Alexander Ovechkin, and he did not get a single point in the four games against the Rangers. What do you think his future looks like at age 38?
This is where it gets real tough, I think, because you have a team here, and they're a lot like the Pittsburgh Penguins and some of these other teams, and maybe even the Tampa Bay Lightning that we spoke about, that they had their day, right? They won their Stanley Cup. They're trying to keep the window open. They're trying to, you know, retool, rebuild, whatever you want to call it. Ovi's chasing Wayne Gretzky's record. He's going to get it, you know, and I wonder if that chasing of the record is going to keep the hands tied from this organization, because of what we've seen from Ovi in the playoffs here, what we saw from Ovi through the first 40 games of this season. I mean, Father Time is undefeated, and he got going there the second half of the year, but he's nowhere near the player he once was. And what I mean by this is, are we going to get to the point? Are they going to cut back his minutes? Is he going to get situational hockey that's not going to allow him to be used the way that he normally has been? Because he's just not that player anymore. Or is it going to be force-fed to get this record? To me, it's a problem. I feel bad for the coaching staff there because, you know, Alex Ovechkin right now, and again, he's the best goal scorer of all time. There's nobody like him. But when he's not scoring goals, he's not really providing much. So I think that's the dilemma for the Washington Capitals moving forward. How do we find a way that we can do both things? I don't know if you can. We'll have to see how it figures out next season.
Mike Rupp, keeping it real. What about the Oilers? They're looking to close out their series, Mike, with the Kings tomorrow night. Connor McDavid has been, well, ridiculous in this series. 10 points in the first four games. Is the three-time MVP, in your mind, finally going to break through and reach his first Stanley Cup final?
Oh, the big question mark all season has been how deep the West is. I mean, if I'm looking at it and just focusing on Edmonton, yes, I think that team, they defend well. I mean, we could talk about Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, the offense, all the great things that they do that make them unique. But they're also a very good team in the way they defend. And I don't think that gets enough notice. It's so hard to say. Colorado looks like they're peaking right now. I mean, you got Vegas Golden Knights, you got Dallas Stars. That series is knotted up at two. I mean, that is two juggernauts of teams. Here's one thing here that stood out to me, though, and I just want to touch on this because this is what makes Connor McDavid so special. So last season, he led the National Hockey League with 64 goals, okay? 64 goals. This year, he had 32, okay? So he dropped off. Half of his goal production dropped off. And I guess my point is we're just talking about something we've never seen. If any other star player, half their production dropped off, we'd be like, oh, man, what's going on with this guy? What happened to him? He's having a tough year. But what did Connor do? He had 100 assists. He's only the fourth player to ever do it, or fifth player. There's two this year with Kucherov being another one. So my point is, like, this guy's just different. You know what I mean? Like, he scored half the goals, and he's still in the Hart Trophy race this year for MVP. I just think that this guy, he's got the Jordan in him. He's got the Kobe in him. He's a killer. He's a hired assassin, and that's how he approaches the playoffs. So I don't doubt anything that he can do or the Edmonton Oilers can do with him leading them.
It's so unusual, right, Mike? Like, no offense, but I wouldn't expect, like, Mike Bossy all of a sudden to have 100 assists, right? All of a sudden, a guy like that just turns ultimate playmaker. It's an incredible thing.
No, it is. Yeah. I mean, think about that in any other sport, too. It's like the most dominant thing that you did or do, and 50 goals used to be it, and Connor McDavid's usually a pass first. He's always been a pass first guy. He got 64 last year. So this year, how historic it was with Austin Matthews getting 69, almost getting 70. Connor was only five off last year. And then this year, he did something that hasn't been done since, what was it, Bobby Orr, Mario Lemieux, and Wayne Gretzky have done it before. So, I mean, it's incredible, this guy. And there's something, he's nasty, man. He has a nasty streak to him. And I love when superstars get nasty. We'll see what it could do for the Edmonton Oilers.
That is the truth. Really quickly, you are the guy behind the Players Only segments this year on NHL Now. And they're great. How much fun are you having doing those things?
Oh, it's great. A little bit of a different change up. We wanted to take some of the, you know, the typical interviews. We know how it is. I mean, Jim, you've been doing this forever. Like, if players and think that it's just one of the ordinary questions and one of the ordinary situations, they're going to give you a garbage answer, right? Like, you got to find ways to, you know, figure different things out. And some of the players we've had on are former teammates. You start telling stories. And we had one of the greatest ones we had on was Brent Burns, one of the most interesting guys in hockey. And he's like Bigfoot. He doesn't do interviews. And we had one of our guys, Jason Demers, reached out to him. He played with him, and he's like, convinced him to come on. Hey, we'll take care of you. Like, it's nothing here. We talked for 30 minutes, not even about hockey. The guy's so interesting. He owns, you know, a big ranch down in Texas. He's into his hunting and his animals, and he's got a snake farm and all these different things. And the guy just, like, spilled it all.
Well, my man hit his mark. I'll say that. We're running out of time. Now we're at 60 seconds. Hey, Mike, I appreciate it so much. We lost you again, but the show's actually over now. I'm not giving up on you. I want you to finish that thought. Mike Rupp,